Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the spring season, and I know it's golf time because I was out at Hayfields the other day with Leonard Raskin and my friends at Raskin Global. My friends at Roost Chris were there, and we invited the Baltimore Positive contingent. I call them ringers from Southwest Baltimore over there in Catonsville. Don Moeller and his son Jeff Moeller from Moeller and Gary Realty. He'll be selling my home, which looks like this, so it's on sale now. Call Jeff Moeller for that. We're also going to be having some crab cakes all summer long. Don Moeller, I've had a mask on for 15 months. Every time I bring this guy on, it's vaccines, it's taxes, it's this, it's that. Finally, spring has sprung. It's baseball, golf season, got a vaccine, getting another vaccine, and we're going to talk about your favorite sport. And I saw the way your kid hit the ball on Monday. Now I know why you go golfing with Jeff Moeller, that it's golf season here finally, right?
Yeah, when you play with Jeff in a Captain's Choice, you don't have to hit many shots. That is true. But it is a pleasure to welcome a regular here on Baltimore Positive, Baltimore County Executive John Osheski Jr., and the Senior Vice President for the Western Golf Association, Vince Pellegrino. Welcome, guys. Welcome to Baltimore Positive.
Oh, County Executive Nestor, it's always a pleasure to be with you, especially a pleasure today to be joined by Vince.
Before we get going here with golf or anything else, been a little while for Johnny O and I. We're going to get a crab cake at some point. When's Colgate opening up? When we coming over? When we cutting it? Let's go. You know that's coming. You know, if you've got a PR staff and a chief of staff, you know, hey, you're going on with Nestor. He's going to ask you about Colgate. Let's get the update on
Colgate's
that.
Colgate's happening. We'll get you over there. We'll do the ribbon cutting with you, and you can show me how to pick a crab. I know that was your viral video there. So
please, please, Mr. Executive, please. Sean Nairn, I know you're listening. Please put Nestor on the invite list. He's in the Colgate Hall of Fame.
I still think this is an Eastwood Colgate thing. We never liked the Eastwood guys back in Colgate. So, you know, a little worried. Once we shut down the cluster in 79, nothing's been the same. You know,
get him over there. Well, let's talk a little BMW Championship at Caves. Amazing. August 23rd, August 29th. Mr. Exec, this is big doings for Baltimore County, is it not?
This is a big deal, and I'll let Vince talk a little bit about some of the details here, but we are so excited. We're thrilled to host the BMW Golf Tournament at Caves Valley. It is a premier golf course in the country. We're proud to have it nestled right here in Baltimore County. There are a lot of opportunities that I have a chance to talk through today with you guys that we're gonna wrap around this incredible event and lots of opportunities for people throughout the county and the region. But I just want to thank, you know, Vince and team for choosing Baltimore County and Caves as the destination to really host 70 of the top most premier golf professionals in the world in their pursuit of the FedEx Cup. We're so excited.
Hey, Vince, does the CE get a lesson or two out of this as part of the, you know, as part of the tournament coming to town? Does he get to nestle up next to somebody and get a few pointers?
Maybe early in the week, you know, while they're practicing, he can snuggle up next to somebody on the range and get a few pointers out of the best 70 players in the world. But, you know, this is going to be all business for these guys. This is the playoffs for these guys. So it's a big deal. And it's a big deal for us to be at a special place, you know, like Caves Valley. What an incredible golf course. I think the players are truly going to really appreciate the hospitality of Baltimore in general, and I think we're gearing up for an incredible championship. But this is a big deal for us too, to be able to take it to such a premier place, and the best, like I said, the best players in the world are going to be there.
Well, you know, I think that the competition to host sporting events all over the world, I mean, I remember when the IRL came here, we talked about the Preakness coming in a couple of weeks. Anything that brings in that sort of attention, there's a bid on, there's other places, there's always a nicer golf course. Certainly no nicer golf course around here than Caves. I saw on Monday when I was out there with the auction, you know, Roost Chris and other places, man, the Caves, you know, round of four of Caves was the highest bid for everything. It is a prestigious place, but County Exec, let's talk to you about this, because when government goes to recruit anything and bring things in, this is always good for us, but there is competition from place to place. Why here? Why now? Why do they pick us?
I probably a better question for our partners, but you know, just for perspective, this is the first time I believe the PGA Tour is coming back to the greater Baltimore region since 1962, when the Eastern Open came to Mount Pleasant. So we're talking about, it's been a while now. We've had some we've had a great number of golf championship events, you know, up through 2002 with the Senior Open PGA at Caves, but to have the BMW championship be at Caves this year is so huge for us. And we hope and we think that not just the amazing 1,100 acres at Caves and the, you know, amenities and the course itself, but also what we offer as a county and as a region, you know, whether it's the breweries and the wineries, the only Guinness in the country is in Baltimore County, outside of Ireland. You know, we've got great places like Key Brewing on the east side. It's a personal favorite of mine. Some of the best restaurants in the region are here. Heavy Seas Brewery, Pools Island Brewery, Bordy Vineyards, Harmony Vineyards. We've got Oregon Grill, Tarks, Linwoods. I know a favorite of Baltimore Positive. We've got State Fair. So just some great dining options. We have hundreds of miles of waterfront, stunning places to take it in. Places where, you know, as people are watching golf, they can golf here. We have amazing golf courses across Baltimore County, public courses as well. And so just really, we're here to be a good partner. I hope that all of that sort of came together. And hopefully Vince is going to just nod his head and say yes.
Well, I was going to say, Vince, in the case of Caves, Vince, they've executed this before, right? I mean, this kind of an event, and all of these are looking for the right track to run them on. And obviously, you know, Caves is world-class, and I think that this proves that.
Well, first off, I think we need to get Johnny on the player hospitality committee so we can have him show all the players, the caddies, the players, and the families around, because – you know, when they're not playing golf, they're going to be exploring the city and taking in some of these destinations. But, you know, really, it's a great market for the championship. You know, set aside the golf course, because yes, they've done this before, not to this magnitude. You know, this is the PGA Tour. This is the playoffs. This is the one of the best professional golf tournaments in the world. Now, sure, they had the Senior Players Championship. They had a couple other, you know, championships before, which are great trial runs for us to bring in, you know, the show. I mean, it's going to be a big deal, and having them do all that ahead of time, having a fantastic golf course, but none of this happens without the community. So everything from the 2000 volunteers that signed up within 10 days, we've never had that happen before. After 3 days, we had 1,000 volunteers, which are really the lifeblood of the championship, to go out there, help us with marshalling and the scoring and everything that has to do with the competition. To have that happen in 10 days is remarkable. The corporate support that we've received for the championship has been phenomenal. We're setting records with the, you know, we knew Baltimore was going to be great. It's let's be honest, it's a golf-starved market. I mean, it's a great sports town, but they haven't had, you know, golf to this level, like Johnny said, in a long time. So that's another reason why we took the championship there. But we also know it's a very philanthropic community as well, which is very important for this championship. And, you know, I'm sure we'll get into this a little bit, but the Evan Scholars Foundation, which is the sole charity of the championship, you know, anybody who's participating, getting involved in the tournament can feel good about that participation, because it's all going to the charity at the end of the day.
Vince, I know you're a humble guy. You probably would not mention this, but I think you won that scholarship along the way, did you not?
This is when the standards were way lower. No, but I did. I received the scholarship. You know, it's a full tuition and housing scholarship. We award about 1,100 scholarships each year to deserving caddies across the country to attend university, you know, tuition free. I just happened to receive the scholarship to attend Indiana University. But it is a truly a life-changing scholarship that changes the trajectory of, you know, to date we've had over 11,000 kids receive the scholarship. So it's an impactful charity that everybody is, you know, certainly participating in with this tournament.
I have a number of questions about getting ready for the tournament, but before, so we don't bury the lead, how do folks get tickets to come to the event, Vince? I don't want to lose that, because that's really important.
Yeah, it's real simple. It's bmwchampionship.com. So they're on sale right now. You know, certainly, you know, we're working, and I know we're probably getting this a little bit too, but working with the county folks and the state folks and making sure it's a safe environment. It's a big piece of property. It's off, you know, it's on a golf course. It's outside. You know, we're going to have all the safety measures in place. But yeah, we're selling tickets right now. Again, that's another area that the golf fans of Baltimore have really stepped up and purchased tickets. And it's not just that. I mean, we had the championship in 2018 in Philadelphia, and we're seeing ticket buyers who are coming from, you know, up and down the East Coast who have experienced this championship before, and they're purchasing tickets to come down. So I'm sure they're going to need some good places to eat and stay, you know, during championship week. So that's
hey, Vince, I'm actually showing the website. I mean, you set up these structures out on the golf course, right? Like literally everything we'd be familiar with when we watch any other big golf course, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so we, you know, skyboxes and pavilions and places to, you know, get some shade and get some food and be up and close and personal and watching the best 70 players in the world. So yeah, there's a lot of different. I mean, there's really
practice rounds Thursday, Friday. Yeah. All right.
Well, there've been a couple of no names that have actually won this thing, right, Vince? I mean, got Rory and Tiger and just a couple names that folks might have heard of along the way have actually won this championship. This big stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a who's who in professional golf who've won the championship. We've been very fortunate to have some incredible champions. And even last year, you know, if you watch the championship at Olympia Fields in Chicago, a tremendous finish between John Rahm and Dustin Johnson went into a playoff. You know, Rahm made a 65-footer on the last hole. It's created some really, really neat excitement. We're just happy this year to be able to share that with some fans out there.
So August 23rd to 29th, by the way, because I don't know that we've said the dates of this in the middle of this segment yet.
23rd to the 29th of August, all of our golfers and non-golfers, if you've never, even if you're a non-golfer, you want to go and walk caves. It's actually one of the prettiest properties in all of Baltimore County, bmwchampionship.com. You know, Vince, one of the things that fascinates me as a golfer and a fan of the game, and I think this has been true this year at Caves, I think your golf committee has come in and flipped the nines. I think the front nine will be the back and the back nine will be the front. I'm always curious as to what leads to those kinds of decisions. I think golfers are fascinated by that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it has a lot more, you would think it would have a lot more to do with the competition than it does. It actually has a lot to do with logistics and making sure people can spread out, making sure we have the room behind several of the greens to build the grandstands, to build the skyboxes. And I don't know if your viewers have been out to Caves or your listeners have been out to Caves recently. They have absolutely poured their heart and soul into making sure that not only it's a great competition, but really is going to be a treat for the spectators to see with everything they've done with course improvements over the last year has been just tremendous. I mean, what a beautiful golf course, even on the front side, you know, it's a good walk, and it's the topography of the land is really beautiful. And if you get a chance to go out on the front side, boy, what some great elevation changes and some beautiful holes to see. But really it does have a lot to do with our build and where the structures are, where the service paths are, storage areas, things like that, where we're bringing people in, you know, from parking areas. So, I mean, it is a pretty big logistical challenge to make sure we can accommodate, you know, the spectators, but also have a really, really neat finish down the stretch. I mean, you've got some great holes, starting with the drivable par four, number 11, which is revamped a little bit, but really finishing on 17 with that great par three and then 18 back up the hill towards the clubhouse is just going to be, you know, spectacular on television.
Yeah, it's going to look great on TV. Mr. Exec, you all the way back, even when you were running for office, talking about a better Baltimore County, you had this passion that Baltimore County, maybe it comes from your East Side roots, knowing the waterfront and what comprises this county. You had this vision that Baltimore County could be bigger and better in terms of tourism. Maybe just talk about where we are with that, because you've been fighting hard since the day you were elected to make tourism front and center. And boy, this just seems like cherry on a sundae.
This is probably more than cherry on a sundae. This is like the sundae, I think. So we really are thrilled. I think it does speak to the tourism destination that Baltimore County is and can and will continue to be in the years ahead. We, you know, as you know, Don, you're often look at you as sort of the mayor of Catonsville, and we worked hard. We got the county's first ever arts and entertainment designation, right? So Music City, Maryland now has the recognition it deserves. We are working with arts guilds, and we're investing in Main Street's designations and A&E designations, and we're promoting. I ran through a bunch of the breweries and wineries before. We have the 175 miles of waterfront, an incredible boating scene. We have we're actually in negotiations and in conversations about cycling events, running events. People are really starting to see Baltimore County for what it is, but it's also because we're now saying we want to be that destination.
By the way, I heard about the cycling event out on the golf course the other day, because that's the way Smaltimore works. You know, people have been to my ear about that. The county and the city are in conjunction. Johnny, I want to ask you about this, because, I mean, this is my 30th year on radio, and I mean, I go back to when they were trying to build a track in Middle River. I don't know how many times Ed Hale talked about turning Timonium into a hockey rink and luring a hockey team or whatever, all of these different things that have potentially happened in Baltimore County. I mean, maybe even at one point, Camden Yards, probably for 5 minutes, it was talked about, 30 years ago, like it was in Howard County before that. All of these things require infrastructure, money, road. Golf course is already sitting there, right? I mean, it's sort of like to attract something that's already here. When a Super Bowl of its kind, you're not getting a Super Bowl. You're not getting the NBA. There's so many sporting things you can't get. You're not getting the Daytona 500. We don't have a track, right? This is one of the things that, like, well, what's really possible for us to get, right? To your point, you said the whole Sunday. I'm trying to think, what else could you get unless you steal the Tour de France or something, which the Kelly family, I'm sure, would love.
I don't mean to understate it, but this really is a big deal, and we have been thrilled to sort of throw our full support behind ensuring that all of our agencies are working together to make sure that it is successful, working with our health officers so that as we get more people vaccinated, as we're, comfortable with the seasonality and the outdoor nature of this work, that this is going to be a safe, opportunity for our residents to be out there and for the region. But I think the other point to your question, Nestor, is like, that's the beauty of this region, right? Is that we can, as Baltimore County residents, get the benefit of a Super Bowl and hopefully again at some point a World Series, because we're all sort of in one giant region. I mean, it's Baltimore City, but in Baltimore County, we're all in this together. So we know that Baltimore residents will benefit from, this event at Caves and Owings Mills, just as we benefit from having the Ravens and the Orioles playing in downtown. And so, I think that this sort of speaks to that whole tourism question, right? Like, there are so many assets just in the county that have been under leveraged. But I think if you combine that with what the city has to offer, I think in terms of what we currently offer, this is our, our Super Bowl of golf. So we're very excited to welcome Vince and team. And we want to make sure that this is successful, because our goal is to have it be so successful that, the tour says we want to come back. We want to
Vince, I will tell you right now, when you get here, crab cakes, man, that's, you're not going to get any tourist crab. You'll get you over to Costas. We're going to bring you down to Fadley's. And for everybody coming in for this, obviously it's going to be a boon to the region. August 23rd to 29th, yeah. Get your shots so you can get in here and be a part of get out and walk the beautiful course at Caves.
Nestor, I don't want to get out of here and everybody's on a tight schedule. I miss Mr. Exec. You don't get to play nearly as much as you'd like to anymore. You've got a day job, but we'd be remiss if we did not give a shout out to the Baltimore County Revenue Authority and the job that they do with incredible golf courses. Vince, I see you nodding, from Greystone to Rocky Point to the Woodlands and Diamond Ridge and Fox Hollow. I mean, golf courses as part of the quality of life, Mr. Exec, really, really important to what we do. And the Revenue Authority seems to me just does a bang up job with that.
Yeah, I mean, we have gems that are all accessible and affordable, and I think you just ran through the entire list, but I want to thank the Revenue Authority for being such great partners to make that amenity available to the public. So as you're watching this incredible sporting event, before, after, during, catch a round at one of the Baltimore County courses as well. I think that that's sort of the beauty of this, is that these things all intersect, and that, they're supportive of each other. It's additive. And it sort of, I think, exponentially grows and makes the experience all that more valuable. So you can do one of our challenging courses and appreciate just how much more challenging it is going to be for these professionals at Caves.
How hard this game is. Vince, 30 seconds. Give us the elevator speech. Why should people jump on bmchampionship.com and get their tickets today? You're on mute.
You're on mute, Vince.
Oh, the old mute button.
Oh, the old mute. Why should people jump on and get their tickets?
I only have 20 seconds left in my speech. You know, top 70 players in the world. I mean, you're not going to get this chance, you know, for a long time to come. Best players. It all goes to charity. I think you can be proud that if you buy a ticket, you volunteer or buy corporate hospitality, it's all going to go back into the community with scholarships to some deserving caddies. And, you know, and if nothing else, you can walk around a great looking place like Caves Valley and take in a nice summer day.
I think we have 78 degrees, perfect sunshine, and great crab cakes for County Executive Johnny O. Johnny, great to visit with you. Always great to visit. Vince, we hope to see you soon. And come on back here. We'll talk some more golf as the summer heats up around here in Baltimore. How about that?
I'll be around.
On behalf of former Baltimore County Executive Don Moeller, I am Nestor. Big thanks to Johnny O., our current Baltimore County Executive, as well as Vince Pellegrino from the BMW folks, bringing the golf tournament in August 23rd to 29. I know you've had nothing in your calendar. Get your calendar out. Sit it in there now so you remember later on in the summer that we are going to have something awesome here this summer once we all get vaccinated. Stay safe out there. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, our intelligent conversations are now wise conversations, brought to you by Wise Markets here at Baltimore Positive.